Welcome to the last episode of Geographical Thinking in 2023. I'm your host, Guan Yu. As the year is approaching its end, many start to plan for the year ahead. We have an announcement about geographical thinking in 2024. Stick around at the end of this episode and find out what's new. Today, I'm talking to Amanda Pick, CEO of Missing Children's Society of Canada. I met Amanda 4 years ago in a conference and was immediately floored by what her organization does. Every year, more than 40,000 children go missing in Canada. Most return home safely, but for those who don't, only a small percentage of them are getting help from the public through Amber Alerts. Amanda and her colleague at Missing Children's Society of Canada are weaving together a second layer of Missing Children Search Network. Using the latest location technology, they send alerts to people in the area of missing children in near real time and ask for tips. I interviewed Amanda in the first season of Geographical Thinking. Now, after 3 years, I'm excited to hear more about their story and their recent success. Hi, Amanda. Welcome back to Geographical Thinking.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me back to talk about our very important work.
It never ceased to shock me that more than 40,000 children go missing every year in Canada. We have a system in place called Amber Alert, which tells people to be aware of a missing child. Tell us why that is not enough.
Well, I think it's pretty clear when you understand that on average, there are less than 15 Amber Alerts delivered in the country on behalf of missing children. And when we look at the statistic of 40,000 children going missing, that means that there's thousands of missing children that potentially the public could make a big difference in terms of finding them faster. And so we created, in partnership with Esri, the Child Search Network and the Rescue app, allowing every Canadian to join in the search. No matter how a child went missing, we can all come together and find them faster.
Before we dive into the technology solution, why 15 Amber Alerts on average when we have a large amount of children went missing every year?
It's a great question. And I think most Canadians don't understand that there is a high criteria. Criteria has to be met in order for police to issue an Amber Alert. The first criteria that needs to be met is that child has to be abducted. So the child went missing because they were abducted. And once that's been established, then there has to be information that the police can share with the public in order for them to be able to activate that Amber Alert. And so most children that are reported missing in Canada aren't abducted. And that's where the gap comes in terms of activating the system for an Amber Alert and engaging the public on a child's missing case that didn't qualify for an Amber Alert.
Mm-hmm. When your organization, Missing Children's Society of Canada, MCSC, was founded in 1986, you distribute posters of the missing child. And now 30 years and more after, you're using the cutting edge location technology and social media to enlist help from the community. At a very high level, tell us about your solution. What does it do and how does it work with the community?
Our network, being identified as Canada's secondary alerting system, provided two solutions that were innovative and hadn't existed before that now protect children across our country. The first component of the Child Search Network is the Esri Hub that allows for police to go into a secure portal and very quickly on a survey, 1, 2, 3, within seconds, fill out that survey with the details of the missing child case. Then they are able to do two things with that information. They're able to push that alert into the Rescue app, which Canadians can download for free, and register their phone numbers and say, I'm ready to receive information. or they can upload it into a viewing area within Rescue App, geographically specific, and have that information there when Canadians are out in the community and have the ability to provide information back if they see something. So the Rescue App then is the public's way of viewing information, always having it in their hand for, you know, clarity, for being able to say, you know, I saw that missing child case. Is there a vehicle or is there a description that would be helpful for me to know? So they can go in, that information's right there. And then how we have been successful in using the system is the public then says, oh, I have a piece of information. I've seen that car. I've seen, you know, somebody who looks like that child. And through a tip function, they can immediately send the information back to police. All of this is able to be done within seconds anywhere in the country. And what we know is the two things that are critical in finding a missing child is addressing the time issue, which we have done, and anonymity. We don't know who's missing unless we have that information in our hand. And our system has been able to do that. It has provided police from coast to coast the ability to engage Canadians in the search. And what that really means, outside of incredible technology that's provided that support, is means we have found and saved the lives of children and prevented risk and trauma from happening to them. It's been incredible.
Right. And Calgary Police is the first one that is aware of your technology. Tell us about an early on success story. How did they use that and how did they use it to find a missing child quickly?
Well, this case really highlights all the things that we were talking about. So a report came in of a missing youth to Calgary Police Service. And that report came in that youth was not abducted. They went missing and their family was searching for them. So if you go back to the Amber Alert, that case wouldn't have been able to activate an Amber Alert. Calgary Police utilized the Child Search Network. They put information into the network and push that information through a child search alert to the Calgary community, because geographically specific information is how we are able to really make a difference. One person in the right place. When they push that child search alert out to the community, immediately they started receiving tips. And one of those tips indicated that that youth who was missing was not alone, that there was a second youth identified as also missing with the first youth. So they put out another child search alert. Thousands of Calgarians received that alert. And the Calgary Police Service, after they had found the children, told us that the information that came back from the child search alerts that went out through their investigation allowed them to find where those missing youth were and immediately bring them to safety. And what they have said to us, what the Calgary Police Service said in regards to that case, is they simply would not have been able to do it without utilizing our system, without having MCSC Rescue, and without having the community waiting to help. They wouldn't have been able to see the same results, which are the most important thing about all of this.
Now they're aware of the solution. They have used it. They have tested it. Tell us what it's like for police services to adopt this solution, what it means for them, and what are the challenges?
We always understood why it was so important to be able to share information. We knew the results of being able to share information, but the biggest challenge was how to do it. How could we, you know, support police? How could we engage community and give police the opportunity to be able to quickly share information on every missing child case? When we talk about workflow, police wanted to be able to partner with us in doing this, but asking them to add an extra step into what is already a time-sensitive workflow from an investigation standpoint, it was challenging to offer a solution that just seemed like it took away critical time on the investigation. And so that has been really important in terms of adoption, is for police, when they use the system, they quickly see that it is a seamless, easy, fast, and effective way to be able to really make a difference in their investigation. And it's not police using the tool, it's getting the opportunity to implement the tool in every single service across the country. But we're doing that. We're absolutely doing that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think the other really incredible opportunity / challenge is communicating with the public. That's why I'm always so grateful to be able to have a conversation with you and share this information, right. Public doesn't understand that this is available. And every time, you know, anytime I've ever asked somebody, could you help me find a missing child? I have yet for somebody to say no. Mm-hmm. They don't say no. They just say how. And now we can tell them, download the Rescue app for free and be a part of the search. It's just about being able to communicate that to every Canadian.
So for the platform to reach its full potential, I can see that half of the battle is for more people to join the network and to download the app.
It's a collaboration. It doesn't work unless the public joins us and the police have that ability to work with community. And this provides all of that. It's just about sharing the information.
Mm-hmm. Calgary Police was the first one that you brought into this partnership. How did it grow with other police units across the country?
Well, thankfully, we have had a long-term partnership with the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police. And so they collectively passed a resolution basically saying every single police chief in the country identified this system as the secondary system to Amber Alert. So that helped. Because the system is identified as Canada's secondary system to Amber Alert, we know that eventually we'll have the opportunity to support every single case. But in the same challenge / opportunity, we just need Canadians to be ready in all communities to receive the information.
Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about what is your solution offer in the space of interagency police collaboration?
So prior to the Child Search Network being launched, the only system was Amber Alert. It was provincial. Each Amber Alert alerting system is set up the way that province has mandated it. So for an example, in Ontario, the OPP are the ones that issue Amber Alerts for the entire province. Every police service in Ontario forward information to the OPP. They're the ones that activate the Amber Alert system. In Alberta, as an example, there's multiple police services that can activate an Amber Alert based on the criteria. So each province has a different alerting system, though the criteria for Amber Alert is standardized nationally. Now, if that was the only system, and it's provincial-wide prior to the Child Search Network, why it is so important, we all know, is having the ability to send information geographically specific is matters around people getting the information and doing something with it immediately from a time perspective. So multi-jurisdictional sharing didn't exist as it relates to missing children prior to us bringing the solution. And it was about time. So police can or could send information from BC, somewhere in BC to somewhere in Ontario, but it's going to take some time. They're going to work together. They're going to share the information. It'll go out through their channels. And they do that as well. But what we have provided in terms of the Child Search Network is one system, one network, all police can activate and use And that really is the game changer. We didn't have one system that would allow for interoperable sharing. And now we do. And that is critical in terms of finding missing children, missing persons faster.
And who are on the move, who can travel very quickly across jurisdiction. Your system offers that unifying entry point, the same experience for polices across the country to access that information in real time and notify another of their communities or equivalent of their agent across the country. You also work closely with Indigenous communities, and their police agencies has also adopted your system. I heard Tutina Nation Police Service is the one who is all about your app and your solution. Tell us about their story.
Well, I couldn't be more grateful for the opportunity to work with them and support their efforts in finding their missing children. And what we know is that Indigenous communities are our most vulnerable communities, and those children are most vulnerable. And so being able to take a support, a technology support, and be able to deliver it into the community in a way that meets the community's needs is part of why this solution is so powerful. And so I'll give you an example of a success of finding a missing child. And just one example of how police are using this tool. When the system was first launched within Tsutina Nation Police, in their operations center, there was an officer who was part of bringing it to the service and putting it into the standard operating procedure. And so this particular officer moved from their operations center out onto patrol. And so what he would do every night is go into the rescue app himself, because he was going on shift and out into the community on patrol, and see if there was any missing kids from the nation that night, so that he had the information in his hand as well, just like the same opportunity the community members do. And one evening he checked the rescue app and there was a missing child there, and he made himself familiar with that information. And as he was out patrolling into the community, he actually saw the missing child. And that missing child, then he went and confirmed that that was the child. And he was then able to ensure that that missing child was brought back to a safe environment because he utilized the rescue app.
Yeah, it makes their patrol task more targeted in terms of geographic area, and also keeping his eyes and ears, you know, open for such thing. And that's the difference the app, the solution brought.
Yeah, definitely.
I learned that your organization is a member of an international association, and now you have a lot of success with what you have done, the partnership you've had with police agencies across Canada. What would you say, where you are, the Missing Children Society of Canada, in comparison with other likewise organizations across the world?
Well, we are humbled and proud to represent Canada alongside the RCMP and the Global Missing Children's Network. And in that network, 30 countries participate in the network. And we do that. We all come together to share best practices globally and share innovations so that we can work together as a global community on behalf of protecting children and on behalf of missing children. And through that partnership and collaboration, we got to see how we are using innovation and technology in comparison. I would say that most countries are finding huge success in terms of utilizing technology. But I think what really set us apart was the opportunity that our technology partners brought to the table alongside a police association, a national police association. So in Canada, all police services belong to the Canadian Association of Chiefs of Police, and they come together to do exactly this, work together as a group to bring forth national opportunities that they can really make a difference on. And this is one of them. So it was the collaboration that I think made us unique in terms of how an entire country could work together.
So tell us about the next milestone. I hear that you are looking to widen your rescue network for missing people in addition to children.
Well, just in the same way that a new opportunity of support was needed to fill the gap between Amber Alerts and no other national alerting system to find missing children, it's the same for missing people. There is no system in place that could allow for this type of alerting right now in Canada for missing persons. And that's why it is so important to have a unified system, right? An interoperable system for all the reasons we just talked about for children, but also for missing seniors and, you know, any vulnerable person that needs the help right away. The other opportunity of support, and I think, you know, Canadians really understand now how our Indigenous communities are in such need of support, and they're at so much more risk. And we know that, you know, Canada needs an Indigenous alerting system. And so we see the opportunity to work with police and community to bring this all into one place where you can download the Rescue app and receive information about any vulnerable person all in one place.
Thank you very much, Amanda. I'm looking forward for this new app to be available. I'll be in line to download it and support the work that you're doing in supporting of the police to finding these vulnerable people. I really appreciate what you have done. And as a parent, I couldn't say that there are many other jobs out there that are more important than yours. So thank you very much for the work from your organization. And thank you for taking time to share with us your success and your vision down the road.
Thank you for having me. And if I could just have one last thing to say, it's thank you, Esri. You've done incredible things on behalf of our children. And I know you're stand with us as we work to protect anybody that is vulnerable and needs us. So I'm grateful. Thank you.
Amanda Pick, the CEO of Missing Children Society of Canada. To learn more about their critical work, visit mcsc.ca. Consider joining the network for faster recovering of missing children in Canada by downloading their app. That's all for our 2023 stories. In the new year, my colleague Michelle Brake will be your new host of Geographical Thinking. I'm looking forward to more stories she'll uncover in 2024. This podcast is brought to you by Esri Canada, a technology company that empowers people and organizations by the science of wear. I'm your host, Guan Yu. Thank you for listening and happy holidays. Bye for now.